going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime, high 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat perhaps on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would give Governor Kay Ivey more control of the state parole board has made it past a Senate committee. If passed, the bill would require prisoners convicted of murder, rape, and certain other crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence or 15 years before being released. Alabama lawmakers are close to abolishing judge-signed marriage licenses. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill on Wednesday, and now it moves to the House floor. Under the bill, couples would get a marriage certificate notarized and returned to the courthouse. And a triple shooting is under investigation in the Lowndes County town of Mosses. One of the victims is in critical condition. Aaliyah is helping with this investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
News and Views. 6 minutes now after 11 o'clock. Apparently, President Donald J. Trump may give some remarks on the U.S. charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's about to give some remarks to the press shortly as he walks out with the South Korean delegation. And I don't know if he'll comment on it or not, if he'll take questions. So we'll sort of keep an ear to the ground and let you know if he says anything. Our number 272-9228, but don't call it because there's no phone on it. It's just out of habit I say it. But don't call it. Don't call it.
Unless you're just into, like, hearing the phone ring over and over and over.
Yes, yes, yes. You can do that.
You know what we should do? We should pioneer something.
What?
We should have, like, a big monitor, and then they can just text their takes, and we'll read the good ones.
Well, they can do that now. I got Facebook Messenger.
No, I mean, but, like, we could all, you know, we could set up a separate number, and then they could all see it. We could all see it, you know. That way you don't have
that's
to
That's actually not a bad idea.
That way you don't have to get, like, you know, the show texters mixed in with, like, other business that, you know.
We could do a Twitter hashtag, but then people have to use Twitter. Most people don't.
Right.
I like the text idea. You know what? We could get a text number set up and just have people text the number.
Put it on a monitor.
That would be so much better.
Yeah, because then you just get the take. You know,
we just
all
see them
the
rolling constantly.
And put it this way. We're funnier than them. So, like, even if your take is good, we know how to make your take better by, like, saying it the way we would say it.
Good point, Dave.
Listen, there's...
And you could text and say, have you guys covered Assange yet? We said, yeah, we did like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we did like a full... We did a solid full hour plus the first segment of the second hour.
Yeah. So we got it.
No. Baron Coleman neglected to cover Julian Assange. So... Yesterday, Bob Barr says that Trump is, you know, that Trump was definitely spied on. And then today, Julian Assange is, like, hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy by, like, 8 cops. But Baron Coleman just decided not to cover it.
Not a topic I would be
interested in. Yeah, he's just not interested in stuff like that, guys.
I don't believe in deep state conspiracy theories. I don't believe in, you know, I think people, when they say globalism and corporatism, it's a boogeyman. It's not real. I mean, this
is a
free market economy. It's a free market world. There's no, the game is not rigged, Mr. Trump.
Government wants what's best for the people.
There's the video of him being dragged out. Holding what I swear is a Gore Vidal photo or book with Gore Vidal on the front. Look at the, well, they just stopped. I promise you that's what's going on.
Gore Vidal.
I do have some local news, just one thing.
I thought you were going to explain why the picture of the black hole was fake.
I am so glad you brought that.
Which is why we played the theme from the black hole going out of the last segment.
He has such a short attention span, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because ladies and gentlemen, a couple of days ago they announced we were going to see, for the first time ever, a photograph of a black hole.
Got it on my phone.
A picture of a black hole. And I was excited. I knew what it would look like. It would be black.
Black.
There would be some hole aspect to it.
Somewhat resembling a hole.
It'd be like space, but black. Oh, wait. Space, but devoid of color.
And then I realized what was really going on. The person credited with assembling this team...
I figured that's where you were going.
...is a 29-year-old woman named Katie Bowman, or Bowman.
Yeah.
Bright girl. She's from West Lafayette, Indiana. I won't hold it against her that she's from the same town as Purdue. She went to the University of Michigan and did a postdoctoral at MIT and is now an assistant professor at Caltech. So she is obviously brilliant.
So she's not in that 50% of the population that's 82 or below IQ.
No, she is.
Just checking.
She's in that like 0.001 that's smarter than all of us put together times a million. But here is the way Jay Scott reported it. She developed the algorithm that turned all that data from all those telescopes focused on this one spot into the image we saw today.
Yeah, like, isn't...
It's not a picture.
But that's what pictures are. Anyway, like, what? Pictures on your phone?
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like...
No, but they capture light.
Sort of.
No, they capture light. Dave has light reflecting off of it.
Right,
but it's
not like, imprinted onto, like, a piece of film that you then have to, like, run through chemicals to develop. It's all zeros and ones.
Right. No, the digital aspect of it. But
that's what I'm saying.
What's being captured is when I put a camera at Dave Mowry's head, his face...
Don't point that thing at me.
His face is having light bounce off of it at various frequencies.
High frequencies.
That give it different colors. So there's like some peaches and reds. There's some browns. There's some...
Bright red because I have canned ham head.
There's also some grays in there.
Ballpark head.
Couple of three grays on the side of the beard. It's fine.
There's tons of... Well, not...
You don't have as many grays as I do. Nor as many
Why is
as
everybody
I'm looking at
me?
Snuffy Smith over here. This mountain man beard.
But I was promised a picture of a black hole. I was not pictured some algorithm.
I sent you a picture of a black hole.
Some algorithm that put together a bunch of data. Apparently, it was like 7 petabytes of data or whatever. I mean, it took trucks to transfer all of the zeros and ones on disk. It took trucks to they put them to this woman's lab that she was able to put them together. It's unbelievable. But it's not a picture of a black hole.
It's what they imagine a black hole would look like.
Based on the data.
If you could take a picture of one.
Which, didn't we go over this the other day, that's actually what every deep space picture
is. Yes.
That's what the nebulas look like and all
that. But stop telling me it's a picture of a black hole. That's a lie.
Here's an algorithmic interpretation of what a black hole might look like.
There you go. But is that news?
No, because couldn't they have done that without the algorithm? Now, they could have just been like, this is what we think it looks like.
Yeah. The algorithm looks exactly like every picture of a black hole ever drawn by an artist ever.
Right.
It's a circle with light around it falling into the hole. I mean, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Right.
Now, we talked about this on text the other day. What was the gigantic headline in red on Drudge yesterday? New species of human found. You know what they found?
Oh, wait. And it said that it had... like small teeth.
A handful of teeth and some small bones.
No, but then they said that the thing had a smaller jaw, smaller teeth, still had feet. It walked on 2 feet, but it had claws and hands that could climb. And they found, like, bits of gravel.
Right.
And they're like, this is what it looks like.
Yeah. It was...
obviously a murder bird.
It was a child of something else is what it was.
Well, do you know that...
they found, like, 9 teeth and 5 bones. And they tried to put together the entire thing and say, oh, it's a new species of human.
You know that the Denisovan thing, you know what I'm talking about? Like there's like a species of human. They call it Denisovan. It was concurrent with human us's and Neanderthals. And they found, like, they literally found 2 toe bones. And they've never said what they think it looks like, but they did test them, and it has different DNA than humans and Neanderthals.
Okay.
So, but they didn't take those pieces of gravel and say, this is what it looked like.
Right. That's my point. They act like it's a brand new, but it's not a brand new human species or whatever. That's ridiculous. They have a few teeth and a few bones found in a cave. I don't know why they have to do this outrage. Oh my gosh, look, we have a picture of a black hole. No, you don't. You have an artist representation based on an algorithmic compilation of a lot of data.
It's like the hand drawings in court.
Yeah.
I mean basically, right?
It is. I mean, it's somebody's interpretation of what that stuff looks like based on the data. It's the same thing. You know how many total T-Rexes have been found? Not total, like full, like tailbone to jaw.
Because that's zero.
Exactly. That's never been found. But total number of different animals
it's
from
like
which
seven,
pieces.
Right?
It's under 20.
Yeah.
Most dinosaurs, zero.
Yeah, but they know that the T-Rex had, you know, teeth the length of bananas, but sharp.
Right.
Well, that's because they all turned into oil, Baron.
You know where the oil allegedly came from? It's not dinosaurs. It was plankton.
Right, because there's no way that, like, if it takes a billion years, there's no way that, like, the dinosaurs are
right.
oil.
Right. It's plankton. It's plankton.
And now we're killing all the plankton and all the whales are dying.
Well, oil is not a finite resource, though.
Correct.
It is a renewable resource. There's lots of
that is churned in the mantle.
We're never, ever going to run out.
Correct.
We can burn it as long as we want. It'll go in the atmosphere. It'll fall back down to the earth as carbon. And it'll get back down to the ground, and it will go back into the mantle and be reassembled as oil. Why am I the only one that knows this?
But if you burn lead, Baron.
Dave and I are the only people who know this. Stop watching the news. You can listen here. We'll give you everything you need to know.
Everything
you need to know.
From murder birds.
That's right.
Yeah.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Call them because you can't call us. I've turned the phones off. I've turned the computer program off that controls the phones. 279-8919. They have not turned their phones off. They've not turned the computer programs off that control their phones. Cole Plumbing wants you to call them. So instead of calling here, call them. Ask them to come by. Get an inspection of the whole house, the plumbing system, or maybe you just
want one of those fancy tankless water heaters.
That's what I was gonna say.
Fancy.
Maybe you just want to get
fancy.
A quote on a new water heater. Tankless water heaters. Guys, you don't have to run out of hot water just because the kids are taking one of those legendary 35-minute showers 14-year-old boys take.
Exactly.
You don't have to run out of hot water. You can have. I got 4 boys.
We may never have hot water again. They got to age a little bit, but we may never have hot water again. But get Cole Plumbing on the horn. 279-8919. You can check them out on Facebook even, Cole Plumbing. Or just get them online, coleplumbing.com. Coleplumbing.com. More Dave, more Baron, more 84 after this.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted, a large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Dogs are man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
I'm still adding songs to the News and Views playlist on Spotify. Not as many as I need to. This thing should have 500 songs on it by now.
Hey, I listen to that this weekend.
I have an idea.
I like your idea.
Yeah.
See, we don't even talk about it.
No, we'll talk about it.
He tells me he has an idea, I tell him I like it.
We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah. We got ideas.
And then we'll implement it.
Good ideas.
I've got an idea. More Milli Frickin' Vanilli.
So, Baron...
We're not going to do that idea.
Yeah.
That idea's out. That idea's out.
Yeah, a thing that we're not going to do.
Ideas that we are going to do, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. 551-0225, all real estate sales, management, purchases, or even attending a real estate school online or in person. Bo Goodson can talk you through all of that and more. 551-0225. Guys, when you think real estate in the River Region, there's one name you need to consider over and over and over again. That's Bo Goodson. Over at the Goodson Group on the web, thegoodsongroup.com. Go by there. You can even shop for houses on his website without leaving the comfort of your armchair or toilet, wherever you happen to be. Just all you got to do is punch up thegoodsongroup.com.
right on the front page. You barely scroll. I don't even think you had to scroll on the phone, but if, on a, maybe you barely scroll. And you can see where you can punch in neighborhoods, zip codes, addresses, streets, however you want to do it. You can search by geography, price of the house, size of a house, all these things. The Goodson Group makes it easy to find a house. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Bo Goodson, man. Go to the – hey, look. Go to his real estate school, if nothing else. I'm telling you. Go to his real estate school. All right. Our number 272-9228. Guess what I just got? I got a text message. I just left Heirloom Jewelers. They bought some of my jewelry. Very nice people. I told them you sent me. Guys, I'm telling you.
Do that to your as a business owner, please do that for Baron. If you use somebody that he's advertising for, let them know that you heard about that or you visited their establishment because of that. Because as business owners, we don't know where our advertising dollars are effective.
And
that helps.
And a good strategy is you walk in and be like, I heard you on Baron's show, and I want a discount.
Yeah, you're going to get one.
It's a good strategy for getting run out of the store on a grease rail.
Did you send me a story about strip clubs?
Yes.
Dave?
That headline deserves a Pulitzer.
All right, here's the headline. The Snake Lady and the Masters. Augusta imagines life post-strip clubs.
New York Times. Richard Fawcett.
Sub-headline. It's hard to imagine Augusta without Whitey Lester, a downtown fixture for decades and the city's last strip club impresario. Who is this guy?
I don't know. I haven't read the article. I just really like the headline.
I'm in. The Dateline's Augusta, so they're there sampling the wares.
Yeah. Also, if you ever get described as an impresario, that's pretty good.
That's pretty fire. Well, you could be the impresario of morning radio.
Well, I thought that was you.
No, I'm the Grand Lufty.
The
impresario. And you're inimitable.
There you go.
He is inimitable.
He is inimitable.
Imitable.
Inimitable. Did I tell you that story, Dave?
If you made him up, no one would believe it. No, I don't know the story.
I was in a junior or senior English class in college, and I thought I had discovered something no one else discovered. And this was back when Microsoft Word was new.
Right.
I was on Word 95. And
he had his thesaurus out. That's what it is.
Well,
flipping through it.
You hover over the word.
Mm-hmm.
And
highlight it, and you get a thesaurus. Yeah.
You get thesaurus options. And I wanted to do a thing for unique, because I'd already said unique once in the paper, like 2,000 words ago. So I thought, I don't want to do unique again. So I did it, and inimitable came up as one of the options. So I just click replace, it's in. I move on with the rest of my thing. So she asks me, and she did this for various people. She would ask them to come back and read a paragraph or two of their story that she thought were particularly good. And so I was called to the front. I was like the third or fourth person that day to read a paragraph or two. I was the first person to mispronounce one of the words in their own stories. And I got to inimitable, and I had never seen the word before hit clicking replace. I did not look up the definition of it. I was hoping it really meant unique, but I did not know how to pronounce it. And so I got to the word, and I said, inimitable. And she stopped me. She said, Mr. Coleman? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, don't use words you don't know what they mean. I said, well, it means unique. She was like, kind of.
Kind of.
She's like, but you've never heard the word, have you? And I said, I don't know if that I have. I said, I've read the word. She said, it's inimitable. And I was like, oh, okay. May I continue? And my face instantly turns like a lobster shade of red. Everybody in the class like, dumbass.
18-year-old kid.
Yeah, dumbass.
Humiliated in public.
Terrible.
It's a great feeling.
Nearly dropped out of school.
I was going to say, he quit school, enrolled somewhere else.
Started using heroin.
Shaved his head. He was got tattoos on the side of his face.
Guys.
Moved to Florida.
I turned to smack.
Moved to Florida.
Started going by T-Bone.
Sea bass.
Our number 272-9228. I'll tell you what, I've got
you call the unplugged phones.
That's my. You know what I do? I say that number whenever I look down to see who just texted.
Right.
And so I was looking down to see who just texted. The video of me throwing out the first pitch, excuse me, the first dart last night, is doing very well on Facebook.
I need to look that up.
I didn't bounce it. You can find it on my Facebook page or Blue Water Broadcasting LLC. Either one. It's got 270 views already. That's as many electoral votes as it takes to be president. That's a lot.
I get a lot more than that.
That's a lot. All right, I do have some news to cover. Alabama senators decide against unlimited lobbyist gifts. You read that headline, right? This is the AP headline. That had to be decided against. Unlimited lobbyist gifts. Dateline Montgomery is a Kim Chandler story from the AP. Alabama lawmakers decided on Wednesday to shelve ethics legislation that would have allowed lobbyists to give unlimited gifts to public officials after critics said it would foster corruption. Because we know there is no present corruption. Nobody has been removed from office for corruption.
Ever.
Nobody has been arrested for corruption.
Not in Alabama.
There is no corruption in Alabama right now, amigos. No corruption. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee carried over a bill proposed by Senator Greg Albritton that would have made multiple changes to current ethics law, including eliminating an existing gift ban and requiring lobbyists to report everything they give. Would have led the way to corruption. Luckily, we have no corruption, so we don't have to worry about that.
That's right. Not in Alabama, man.
All right, guys. I've been telling you this. Those Amazon Echoes in your house
are listening to you.
I now have proof.
It's a cop.
I now have proof.
It's a cop.
It's a cop?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm saying it's a cop. Like, it's a police.
Oh, it's a police officer sitting in your house.
You're literally inviting a cop into your house.
Would you believe me if I told you that despite the protestations to the contrary, Amazon has thousands of people employed listening around the clock to what people are saying to their Alexas?
God, the terrible things would hear me say.
Do you have an Alexa?
No.
Do you have an Alexa?
My dad has his whole house wired.
With Alexas?
Yeah.
What does he do with them? I've never understood what they offer.
It's one of those things where, like, so it's really funny. It's like anything with technology, especially with voice technology. It's like, the dream is that you walk in and you say, Alexa, turn on the lights. Now, in reality, it says, I cannot recognize the lights. Alexa, turn on the kitchen light. I do not recognize the kitchen light.
But you know what I do when
Alexa, turn on the kitchen lights. I do not. Alexa!
You know what I do when I want to turn on the kitchen lights?
Just
flip the switch.
Flip the switch when
I go to the rocker panel near the door.
Yeah.
And I push up.
Right. I know. Believe me, I know.
And then when I leave, you know what I do?
Push down.
I push down.
Yeah, it's.
And you know what happens to the lights when you push down?
They go off.
They go off. I don't have to have anyone from Amazon listen to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is irrelevant because I have a gigantic smart TV watching me all day.
Right. My exactly. Samsung is listening to me at all times.
It's Samsung listening, watching anything that's ever happened in my
always watching,
living room.
Always judging.
Ooh. They have a camera in a smart TV looking back at you.
Well, whoever is watching my camera off my TV,
yeah,
they got problems right now. I can promise you.
They're in therapy.
They are.
They see exactly. They see you needing a heavier quilt from time to time.
They see things.
They go home.
They did not want to see. They go, I assure
no
you.
People bent that way.
They go home and just when they pull into their garage.
When they
pull into their garage, they just don't get out. They just leave the car running and don't get out.
Roll the windows down.
Someone finds them
attach
hours later.
The hose to the exhaust pipe.
They walk in like, honey, how's your day at work? Oh, my God.
I don't want to
talk Clay today.
I don't want to talk about it.
I was watching the mayor of Pent Lama today. Oh, God.
One of the people that I'm assigned to watch by my job at Amazon.
You should have seen.
But the best part about it is that because they're outsourced and it's offshored, so it's actually like somebody who doesn't even understand English.
Somebody in Bangladesh.
So it's even better. It's like watching those. It's like watching those Japanese game shows. You know, where it's like if you don't get this done, we cut your wife's head off.
Do they have subtitles when the foreigners are watching?
No, they have Google Translate up, and it's half wrong.
They wonder why he's always calling for a large posse to join him in the other room.
He keep talking big snake situation. Where snake? Where snake?
He's in the Cowboys. Which makes sense considering he's wearing assless chaps right now.
I do not believe this man live on farm, but he keep talking horses. Where he keep horses?
He loves horses. He's into horses.
He's very big into horses.
What do big horse people? What do that mean? y'all are killing me.
We're killing ourselves over here.
Nobody thinks I'm funnier than me.
Oh, no. Not at all.
I mean.
Listen, yes. I crack myself up constantly.
I am constantly making myself laugh.
Constantly.
Do y'all know what Alexa was listening to you?
Yes.
We'll be back.
Indiana night.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat, perhaps, on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
Now for the real story. The story I've been wanting to get to all day.
All day.
First, I got to tell you, I set up a meeting just today for a friend of mine with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. They said, is it really the real deal? Do you really think they can save me money? I said, well, they save about 80% of people money. I can't promise you they'll save you money. When's the renewal date for your insurance? And I'll set the meeting up. And he told me the renewal date was June 1, so I said, we'll set up for early May. We'll get them in there, and we're doing it. We're doing it. They got it set up. They're ready to go. And Cornerstone Managing General Agency is going to slide by the business in a very non-intrusive, non-invasive way, review the plan you currently have, go back to their desk, scratch their heads, and see, can we beat this or meet this? And 80-plus percent of the time, they beat it. So, look, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Employee benefits are absolutely being revolutionized in the River Region. If you need more money in your business.
How much is that going to cost them, though, to get something like that done?
Free. The only thing they have to risk is saving money. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. There's no downside. You cannot walk away paying more money. I mean, you're not going to lose. It doesn't cost you money for the initial meeting. They just review your documents, go back, review the available plans from all the different things they have, and then they come back and say, we can either save you money, here's how much we can save you, here's the type of coverage we can give you, or they say, you got the best deal imaginable. Well, congratulations. But it's not very often they say you're the best deal imaginable. Not very often. It's easy. 356-1502. That's what I did. I actually just called that number, just like I give you guys on the radio. 356-1502. I said, I have a friend. This is the name of his business. He's got about this many employees. I think it's about 20 employees. This is the name of his business. He's got about 20 employees, give or take, at any given time. Can you set up a meeting, go out there and talk to him? Absolutely. Find out his renewal date. Call him. What's your renewal date? June 1. Perfect. Meeting is set May 1. That's it. It's that easy. And they're going to come out there and take care of the rest. That's it. 356-1502. 356-1502 on the web, cornerstonemga.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You guys will remember Donald Trump recently tried to dig a little oil in the Arctic. You remember this?
No.
And a federal judge, a clown.
He's drilling for oil?
One of these Article 3 clown judges.
He's an oil driller.
He loves drilling. Driller? You brought her. You driller. I barely know her.
Sure, Brent itself.
Oh, I missed Jack already. Oh, come on, Jackie. Get back soon. You guys will remember that was the deal. Donald Trump said, we're going to open up the Arctic, American-owned Arctic reserves, and we're going to go out there and drill for oil. And some Article 3 clown judge in another state said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. We now have the first images from a base opened in 2015, home to more than 250 troops. It looks like it's from another freaking planet. In another millennium.
It's from Hoth. Well,
are these real pictures, or did
are
that
they
chick
algorithmic that took the representations?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that. I believe they're real photos. I believe they're real photos, but I'm not ruling out the fact that this is a team of scientists that took data, and this is an artist representation. Like that scam of a black hole picture that they keep acting like is a real picture. Scam, people! So mad about that. I want you to look at something. Look at that picture and tell me this isn't straight out of Star Wars on some other planet.
So it's Hoth. That's the ice planet from Star Wars.
Golly.
Empire Strikes Back, actually. But that's really, yeah. I
mean, pretty badass, isn't it?
Hoth.
The Russians are badasses when it comes to this kind of stuff. The Russian military released the first video detailing the complete modernization of a top-secret military base in the Arctic. Video shows the technologically advanced Northern Clover facility in Yakutia.
Yakutia.
These pictures are awesome. Awesome. It can operate autonomously for 365 days without any outside contact or supplies. They've got enough power, food, water, and all that kind of stuff. The base is part of Russia's Northern Shield, protecting the nation from external threats and economic interests in the Arctic. They've reestablished itself firmly in the Arctic. Now, here's where we get down to the reality. This is why it exists. Even on anti-globalist websites, you still have to get like paragraph 9 to find the truth. Russia is not the only superpower trying to position itself in the region, as shrinking polar ice caps open up new resource exploration capacities and shipping lanes across the Arctic Ocean. Whenever you hear the word shipping lanes, globalism and corporatism, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's like going crazy. So why, if they're just looking to mine some oil up there, do they need a military base right next to it? I'm just going to let that question sort of simmer.
Because they're not after oil.
On the back burner. The U.S., China, Canada, Denmark, and Norway have all shown interest in the Arctic.
China.
Here's your money sentence. You ready? Last year, China released a white paper outlining its plans for a polar silk road. Trump administration made its first attempts to tap the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans for natural resources, but a federal judge last month blocked the sale of drilling rights. So China and Russia are up there exploiting,
running roughshod,
for military purposes, the Arctic, which is right on the other side of Canada, that worthless boobs on a boar hog country we have north of us.
America's hat.
Keeps us warm.
Just sitting right up there.
America's hat. That's what Canada's doing. They're up there, you know, protecting us, keeping us warm.
That's right.
All these other countries, Russia, all these other places are building military bases, opening up shipping lanes, drilling for mineral resources, exploiting the Arctic. And we have some clown Article 3 judge in Alaska going, I don't think so. I was appointed by Obama, and I'm part of the resist movement. I don't think so. We must resist. Hashtag resist.
He probably actually does sound like that, too.
Yeah, I guarantee you he does. If he's not a tranny.
Sound like this.
Is he his preferred pronoun, Baron?
I don't know. The judge might sound like a tranny like this. It's kind of how they all sound to me.
I can't help it. Pentagon spokesman Johnny Michael. What a badass name.
Johnny Mike.
Said the Department of Defense can best defend the U.S. national interests and support security and stability in the Arctic in a great power competition with Russia and China. But we have an Article 3 judge going, no, gentlemen, you can't do that. Tranny judge here. You're not allowed up there.
And since the Russians have all been in
gulags... Joe's turned on by my tranny judge voice. I'm looking at his face.
Since those Russians have all been in gulags for at least 10 years, they're like used to the cold now, too.
They have a military base that looks like it comes off planet Xenon.
Hoth,
whatever. It's got big orbs.
Yeah, like Hoth.
The base is orbs.
Big into orbs.
They love orbs.
Who doesn't?
I'm going to bring Joey in when I get back from the break, because I think it's unfair that I said he was attracted by my tranny voice.
Well, is very upset.
I just want to know, though, when you do the tranny voice, do you really emphasize your voice in your Adam's apple?
Don't you have to?
I was just wondering.
I'll go to a break so you don't get too tired.
Baron got his shave down.
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, welcome back in to News and Views, the Buckingham Knicks edition. 47 minutes after 11 o'clock, 13 minutes before the Dan Moore Show kicks off. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84 has stopped by, so has Joey Clark. We'll get to that whole cast of characters in just a moment. First, I want to tell you real quickly about my friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, because the question often is asked, Baron, where do you go in your free time? And a good bet, a safe bet, often is wandering around looking at the stuff at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I spend a lot of time in there. And if you ever walk in there and see me, say hey. Say hey. Several listeners have over the years. And it's always good to see folks. Always good to see folks. But why do I wander around there? Because it's like a brand new store every day.
And they have big pictures of pirate boats.
They do. They have lots of pictures of pirate boats.
Big boats.
And pirate paraphernalia.
It's a boat guy.
For those that don't know, I'm kind of addicted to the pirate genre. First pirate, by the way, do you know who it was? The first
Francis
golden
Drake?
Age of, yeah, Francis Drake. First golden age of pirates.
You thought I was going to,
well,
you know,
I wondered.
Graybeard.
I wondered where you
were. Bluebeard. Some guy with a beard.
Francis Drake. Good guy turned pirate. Turned good guy. But anyway. Go to Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. Man, they got three floors?
Three floors, 60,000 square freaking feet.
60,000 square feet?
It's like a Buc-ee's.
It's all air conditioned.
Did you say there were 200 vendors?
Exactly.
Dave, did you just say that air conditioning for the hot, blazing Alabama summers? And heat for those cold winters?
Air conditioning.
I'll tell you. Get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. Tell Miss Dot we said hey while you're over there. I'm telling you, knock on our door. She loves to greet listeners. Absolutely loves it. Our number 272-9228. Joey, would you like to defend yourself from my sexy voice?
No, just keep talking. Joey, if you keep projecting through that Adam's apple, I like it.
We do have confirmation that Baron is very, very observant.
Yes.
Oh.
That wasn't on air. That was off air.
Oh, yeah.
Did the big reveal.
Did I talk about it on air that I thought it was Gore Vidal?
Yes. Yeah. And guess who it is?
Is it really?
It's Gore Vidal.
Unbelievable.
It's a Roger Stone book about the history of the deep state, basically.
Is that picture still on Drudge? I walked in and I saw this picture. Yeah, this picture right here. I walked in, I saw that picture right before we came on air.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Dave, I said, they actually got a picture right now on Drudge. I said, it looks like Gore Vidal. Like he's carrying a picture of Gore Vidal.
Yeah.
And I was like, come off it.
And he's like, come on, why would he carry a picture of Gore Vidal? He's not. He's carrying a book. And the book is on Gore Vidal. But I'm telling you, look just like him. Gore Vidal's got a striking, like, beady eyes or something.
He's one of the first ones, I believe, who would call out the globalist corporatist horse.
That is true.
Yeah.
He's like one of those dudes that's so far to the left, he, like, wraps around and hits the right.
Exactly.
Did you say this is a book written by Roger Stone?
Yes.
On Gore Vidal?
Yes.
I'm going to read what this...
I believe that is correct, sir.
Roger Stone's book on Gore Vidal. Where's the book?
There's a book.
I don't have it.
I don't know. That's what the tweet said. I lost it. Okay, well, I mean, okay.
Did someone make it up?
Maybe I got some bad information. I don't know.
Roger Stone's a weird guy.
It's a compilation. So, and it includes, like, Gore Vidal's On America or whatever. Let me try to find it.
I want
to
know what it is, because if Julian Assange is carrying that out of the embassy as he's being arrested, I want to read it.
And there's got to be a reason.
There's a reason why. I promise you, he had planned for the day he was going to be taken out of there. And he wanted to have some signal, some something. He's too cryptic and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's some reason. So whatever it is he's reading, Dave.
Yeah. I may have got that wrong, but...
Dave is, by the way, the impresario of morning radio.
The Maradona of the Marriott. Oh, wait, that's Jay-Z.
84 is the inimitable 84. Joey is the guy turned on by my voice.
Keep talking.
European Union and the United Kingdom have agreed to a six-month Brexit delay. What are we at, like, year four now? Three? Did they even... They voted on this, right?
Brexit? They voted on it. They said they were going to do it. And then everyone's like, how do we do it? They're like, well, we don't know.
Yeah, they do know.
They're just going to keep kicking the can
down
the road
until people forget about it. They do know. They want the European Union to stay together. They don't want people to start breaking off. They want to make it look like it's hard to get out.
Okay, I'm not sure why that whatever that thing said that it was that it had something to do with Roger Stone, but it's Gore Vidal, History of the National Security State, includes Vidal in America, collection of original interviews with acclaimed author Gore Vidal. Conducted by Paul Jay, senior editor of Real News Network, includes a collection of original photographs.
I'm in. I'll read it.
Sure.
Will you send that to me?
Well, I mean, I don't have the book.
I mean, you send me the link you're looking
for. Oh, yeah.
Vidal's stuff's good. I've read a lot of his stuff.
A Pennsylvania university is promoting the concept of men cuddling other men as a way to help them deal with stress and redefine masculinity.
Easy, man.
Listen,
don't be getting no ideas over there, Joey.
Well, just don't talk in Baron's voice.
Okay, how about if I talk like this?
No, that's the complete opposite.
Dr. Christopher Lang, a counseling psychology professor at Lehigh University's College of Education, recently came out in support of a Philadelphia area men's therapeutic cuddle group. Count the gay references. Philadelphia's brotherly love.
Yes.
He came out in support of a Philadelphia area men's therapeutic cuddle group, a function advertised by Lehigh University in a news release. The meetup page for the group currently has 69 members and has held 46 events so far.
How many members?
No. 69 members? No.
69 members. I'm reading a story. I'm not making the story up.
I don't even want to be alive anymore. Like, what? The need for content, for so much content, just gets you trash takes like this. Like, I'm dead. Everyone listening, you could call in, but we've unplugged the phones. Would you ever consider this?
Hold on, it gets better. Organizers have established quite an expansive set of guidelines for attendees. The men attending must be hygienically sound and remain fully clothed at all times. All cuddling is deemed non-sexual. However, they do note that participants may become aroused during cuddling, and that if it occurs, it should be treated as a normal thing.
Yeah, next year it's going to be held next to Fist Fest. Like, come off it! You don't have to be so dang weird, people!
The professor suggested groups like the Men's Therapeutic Cuddle Group can help men who didn't learn to deal with stress in healthy ways. I'm sorry, 69 men rolling around together.
I wonder how many of them are wearing dog suits.
Doesn't sound healthy.
Wait, no. They got it all wrong. This is a Beto campaign event.
Beto standing on a chair in the middle of the group.
No, a beanbag.
You know, I don't know how we missed this because a friend of mine texted me this picture of a black hole. Am I right?
It's the same thing. It's a Soundgarden cover.
How?
Exactly.
Black Hole Sun? The worst song ever made?
This is unbelievable.
I can't with this, okay? I just can't.
Here is what the press release from the American Psychological Association said. Traditional masculinity is psychologically harmful.
Mm-hmm.
The APA's news release added, socializing boys to suppress their emotions causes damages that echoes both inwardly and outwardly.
It also wins freaking world wars.
Yeah, Marcus Aurelius was full of crap with his stoicism.
Also true, but that doesn't mean that you have to go to the extreme of cuddling with other dudes. Dude, you don't know.
I don't gay shame. I don't.
No, I don't either. I weirdo shame.
I weirdo shame. Yeah.
And, this is weird.
You and 68 of your closest friends cuddling together on a Friday night is a little strange.
Guys, you know what we need to do? You know what we need to do this weekend? We need to organize a radio meetup, but also cuddle fest.
I want you to look at
no chicks allowed.
I want you to look at the picture accompanying this story, and tell me there's not a little something to this group. This is the picture accompanying the story.
Man, I feel bad for the guy who goes in there and just wants to cuddle.
Like, hey guys,
it's like I've tried everything.
I assure you, Joey, not one of those 69 want to go in there just to cuddle.
Yeah. Just some sad sap is just
I was really looking forward to cuddling.
Some kind of wife beater and a mustache. Like, what if we cuddle?
I've tried everything. I've tried one night stands. I've tried marriage.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, Lance. Let's cuddle.
I've tried Xanax, Prozac. I just want to cuddle.
Where's Steve? Does he have track lighting?
My God.
God. You guys ready to redefine masculinity?
Why, yes, Baron. I would love to. Oh, my Lord.
Make it stop.
This isn't even legal.
We're going to get downstairs and do a stack of pink slips.
They change the locks.
Lock coach change, guys. Sorry.
Wow.
You had a good run.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, I'm spent.
That's what they say after a night of cuddling. Yeah.
Right. Joey's got to do 19 more hours of radio after this. Yeah. We just killed him.
What are you guys doing between 6 and 7 tonight?
Cuddling.
Cuddle fest on radio?
Sure.
Who are you having tonight?
Miss Joker, to my right.
84's coming back for more radio?
And we're going to get out the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to cuddle.
Get out the lamp.
Hey, last time Joey and I did
a
show,
the lamp.
We had the lamp.
Turn it down.
Were y'all cuddling?
We didn't cuddle, but we had the lamp on last time.
No, we
it was
did.
Just us,
we, yeah, but we had the lamp, but we're going to get the lamp, and we're also going to share a microphone.
As Joey sits in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to go to my Facebook page or the Blue Water Broadcasting Facebook page and take in the awe. I mean, just sit in awe and watch the first pitch. I'll play it for these guys.
Oh, I haven't seen this yet.
In addition to being huge in Canada, Barron, now a major leaguer.
I throw darts. Watch this bullet. Now, keep in mind, I'm in front of the mound, so it might be a little high. But that baby would have fallen in the strike zone.
Might be a little high. The catcher had to jump.
No, he did not jump. He did not jump. Watch again.
No, I could have swear that was like, was that on a rope?
Yeah, it was a frozen rope.
Yeah.
It's a frozen
rope.
A pea. You see this pea shooter coming off my right arm here?
He's painting corners.
I'm going to put the clock on it and see what the speed was, because I'm going to estimate I was about 60 feet. And I'm going to, from release to snap.
I'm thinking about 35 miles an hour.
I'll say he's 43 feet in, and it's like, you know, you can count to five.
Yeah, and were you imagining you're pitching like Shaquille O'Neal or something? Like,
threw an Ephus pitch.
You got to have someone in mind batting. It wasn't that high.
He thought Dave was up there batting because Dave was booing him.
That's right. Yeah, the whole place, I get one boo.
Well?
Happens to be the guy who's been co-hosting last
year. I'm sure there were more. You just didn't hear them.
I tune out boos. When you have seven children, you can tune things out.
He ain't got no time for these haters.
Gentlemen, we got to go. It's that time of day. Don't forget Cole Plumbing, the generous sponsors of hour number three. Don't forget the Dan Moore Show. It's just around the corner.
How could they forget?
Don't forget 84. He's here all day, every day.
I live up here.
And don't forget Dave and Barron, because we'll be back tomorrow.
Mañana.
You want to join us?
I'll do my best.
We'll have a big time. We'll have a big time.
All right, guys.
Fridays are fun. Free for all Fridays. It ain't nairn as far as the rules go.
It will plug the phones back in tomorrow.
It's going to be a freer for all than today?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to plug the phones back in, so we'll let the people in.
No, he's not.
We'll be back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet.